Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 21st of September, recording at 6:05 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, the most interesting thing, to my way of thinking, that has taken place here today is that while other stock markets have been showing definite signs of a bit of consolidation in response to, well, not surprisingly, the very strong gains that we've seen since the middle of August, that the UK FTSE 100 index chart, now you'll be familiar with that chart if you don't already look at it normally, because Owen had posted it when that incredible upside key day reversal occurred on the 16th of August, and he also posted it, I think it appeared again on other occasions, but he also posted it just the other day in his list of interesting charts, because it was testing the upper side of the trading range and just remained very, very firm. In other words, it hadn't done anything wrong. If it was going to fail there, as a number of people were saying it might and advising that it'd be shorted, that it was, as he said, it was for the bears to prove. Well, lo and behold, today that hit a new high for the year, and I think it's the first of the European indices to do that. And now none of the broad U.S. indices have done so, and by that I mean the Dow. Well, some would argue that that's not all that broad, but certainly the S&P 500 is, of the ones that I look at, although the Utilities Index and the Transport U.S. Transport Index have also hit new highs for the year recently. But again, that's impressive evidence. It's raising eyebrows. The markets, for a change, are raising eyebrows with their strength rather than their weakness. And all the more interesting because this is taking place at a time when I'm looking at this crude oil and it's at $47 a barrel here today. Now, I don't think markets could ignore a rising oil price for much longer, particularly if it broke up through that psychological $50 a barrel level. But it is still, stock markets are still very firm here, and the European markets have shown reasonable gains for the most part. The Stockholm OMX was pretty much unchanged, but rest of Europe closed near the higher side of the day. And again, despite the rise in the oil price, as I speak, the Wall Street indices, well, they're up, only minor gains, but again near the highs of the day, sort of 15 on the Dow, 3.7 on the S&P, and 6 on the Nasdaq. But it's early, early in the day for Wall Street yet, as you will realize. I'm recording a bit earlier today because I've got I'm meeting, a reception and a business dinner I need to trot off to. Now, what else have we got going? Bonds. Those U.S. Treasury bonds had a good day yesterday. They're down a little bit today, but still basically pretty steady overall, 112.15. So again, while you know I'm interested in selling short, they're not giving me a signal that could suggest that I can go in at this time. And I'm just going to look at the JGBs, which I hadn't looked at today, and just brought them up, and down a fraction, but steady action overall. Again, I can't justify shorting yet, although these are both the U.S. Treasuries and the JGBs are in areas where I'm looking to short. So when I say I can't justify shorting, it might cause some people to say, well, if you can't justify shorting, should you be long? And well, no, I don't like the contra. I don't usually like to play contra trend moves, although this has been a very good one. And I feel that these are both, well, technically, these look to me like they are both near levels where, put it this way, any additional moves on the upside are going to be very difficult to maintain. Okay, now let me just drop back to stock markets here for a moment in terms of how to play it. Well, I think it's still good odds on favorite that we will see some consolidation in here. And we have seen evidence, as I was saying yesterday and the day before, that on the last Friday that would be, that a period of consolidation had started. But clearly, with the action that we've seen from FTSE, that some people again have been short, and probably more importantly at these levels, and have been short and getting squeezed, and more importantly at these levels, that a number of people feel that they are underweight and on returning from, say, an August holiday or whatever, and have been bidding up the market. Now, I was away during August, as you know, until the 31st of August, when I started pointing out that the impressive action of the rally at that stage, and that has continued. And I think I've also said that had I been here, I'm pretty certain I would have bought on those big keys that we were seeing, particularly in the European indices, but also upward dynamics on Wall Street. I think they occurred the day before, but Europe showed those big upside keys, things like FTSE, DAX, CAC, on the 16th of August. Those were most certainly tradable signals against a background of short-term oversold condition. But having come back while the rally was well underway, I opted for that Japanese Nikkei, which is underperformed. I'm losing a little bit of money on that, but not much. It was down 1.62 today, points, that is, so virtually unchanged. I would feel that, given that pretty much everything has been firm, I'd be very surprised if Japan headed south while the others experienced consolidation prior to what I suspect will be additional gains on the upside. Okay, no more on that, because I really have written a lot about it recently, as well as covered it pretty extensively in the audios. So let's look at the currencies here today, and the dollar is a little bit softer, but my goodness, these are tight ranges. The euro has picked up to 122.66, and that's up 0.90. And elsewhere, well, like that's the main story here of the in the currencies, seems, with the dollar being a little bit softer. I just don't see anything to trade in here. I mean, I've said before that when I look at the dollar index and the dollar against most currencies, which are going to be reflected by the dollar index for the most part being a composite, that it does look to me as if the dollar is in some sort of basing period. But I find it very, very difficult to be bullish of the dollar beyond a medium-term technical rally, bear squeeze at best. And I suspect the only downside in that forecast, or the main downside in that forecast, is it's probably a consensus view, and I like to be contrarian. But I don't feel passionately, or strongly, I should say, about any currency position here right now, so I'm very happy to stay out of that market. Now, what I do notice to my chagrin and is the fact that the dollar a little softer here today. A number of these supply inelasticity trades are very, very firm here today, including ones that I got out of recently. Palladium, well, that's only up a little bit, but $2.30 as I speak. Silver, which I sold at a higher level, but resisted the temptation to buy it back in the low $6 range. It's up at 11.5 right now. It's 6.39.5. So that's a pretty good day. And to my chagrin, my aluminium really does look like a wrong trade. Well, Freudian slip. I should have been long, and I had shorted that. Now I'm annoyed with myself, and apologies to anyone who followed me on that and has suffered. But the last 2 days, aluminium has been very strong in here. It is currently trading at 1808. So, and all of these are pretty firm. The only one that's down today, currently, and we don't have the final curve prices here, but I noticed that tin is down $75 in terms of the most recent trading. And I am not in the business of sensibly letting losses, well, there is no sensible letting losses run. So I am going to cover that aluminium short position and take the loss. I haven't done it here today. It does look a little bit overbought on the short term, but it's at 1808, up $55 in here, and there is additional resistance. Not like it's broken out into a new recovery high, but it has taken out a prior peak, and we were seeing some lower a bit within the trading range that's taking place. I should say not prior peak, a prior high. Just to clarify that, but it's too strong. That's the point, and I remain, and was when I shorted this thing, I'm hugely bullish about the long-term upside potential, but I just felt that these metals had done so well that they were going to be susceptible to some additional profit taking. But this is not the case. So we've had bonds move up, we've had stock markets move up a lot since the middle of August, and we've had metal markets firm again very, very recently. That suggests that there's one heck of a lot of liquidity sloshing around the system, even or that investors went away underweight. I was going to say a lot of liquidity sloshing around the system, and I think that's at least a partial answer, although I have seen various reports coming across my desk saying that the U.S. money supply figures had contracted rather rapidly. I don't know if that's a statistical fluke or if that's meaningful in terms of a change of Fed policy. I'm also of the view that the Fed, and needless to say, the Bush administration would be delighted to see firm markets over the next few months, and that's not a and if I'm correct in that assessment, we're certainly not going to see the Fed draining liquidity out of the system, I would have thought. So I think the other factor here is that institutional investors, and indeed quite probably private investors, returning from in the West at any rate, returning from summer holidays and seeing some lively market action and piling back in. But as you know, we won't get all these markets moving up simultaneously for very long, even if there is a lot of liquidity sloshing around in the system. So overall, it remains a bit of a risky environment. Okay, now other of these markets, coffee. That's one where I retain a long position that I'd picked up in July before going away. I bought it when coffee had really been hammered down, and it got hammered down even further, but I decided to ride it out because it was already quite depressed. Now this is becoming quite profitable. It's up another 2 cents here today at 81.70 on the December contract. Anybody who's short the aluminium and suffering, I hope you also have the coffee in here as well. And that's pretty much it. But these soft commodities have been really interesting recently because some of them are very, very depressed. And we've seen orange juice. I wrote about that extensively, and it was not an easy one to trade because of we had a persistent initial rally off the lows. Then you might recall, those of you who follow that, it fell back so sharply before then getting a tailwind, pun intended, from the hurricanes that blew through. And we have also seen coffee improving quite recently, and there are other some very depressed commodities such as soybeans and that really look oversold. Oh, natural gas, that's another one that where I had a stale bull position there, and the nearby natural gas has firmed up a lot in the last, as a matter of fact, it's moved from 5.5 cents as of last Thursday and touched nearly 5.5 cents earlier today. So 4.5, moving up from nearly 4.5 cents to 5.5 cents, a pretty big move in here. And I think that a lot of people were short that October natural gas position unquestionably. And we've seen a burst of covering over the last 4 days. And that looks to me like it's going to rally a little bit higher. So I will retain my position there for a little while longer. And the last point to mention is just that I've introduced a new feature, I should say, in comment of the day. I am going to produce, not every day, but from time to time, an email of the day. And I probably won't comment on most of them, or at least not very often, but I will be really looking for the most part, informative emails. But I started off today with two extreme views on the Max Boot article that I had put up yesterday. And I'll just wish you a very enjoyable evening.